Where was Lord Beric Dondarrion? Which of the village folk had aided him? When he rode off, where did he go? How many men were with them? How many knights? How many bowmen? How many men at arms? How were they armed? How many were horsed? How many were wounded? What other enemy had they seen? How many? When? What banners did they fly? Where did they go? Was there gold hidden in the village? Silver? Gems? Where was Lord Beric Dondarrion? How many men were with him? By the third day, Arya could have asked the questions herself. They found a little gold, a little silver, a great sack of copper pennies, and a dented goblet set with garnets that two soldiers almost came to blows over. They learned that Lord Beric had 10 starvelings with him, or else 100 mounted knights, that he had ridden west, or north, or south, that he had crossed the lake in a boat, that he was strong as an oryx, or weak from the bloody flux. No one ever survived the Tickler's questioning. No man, no woman, no child. The strongest lasted past evenfall. Their bodies were hung beyond the fires for the walls. By the time they marched, Arya knew she was no water dancer.